And moving over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor Brian O'Loughlin joins me on the line. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
No problem. Good morning. Lovely morning too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We haven't been outside yet, but hopefully after 11 we'll be able to enjoy some of it. We are looking at your emotions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, Brian, and I'm just trying to open up your first one here. But this question to the council, I actually can't find it, Brian. Apologies. Just bear with me 2 seconds. Oh, it's about the Fae Cullen Church. You're wondering if that could be added to the derelict site register.
Yes. No, obviously there was a great talk down in the church about a month ago given by Ireland Historical Society. And the church, well, now it's after having a few ownerships in the last 20 years. And the last one, as far as I'm aware, was they actually re-roofed the whole church, which would have been a big project, and replaced all the windows. But for whatever reason, it was left then and nothing done to the interior. And unfortunately, all the windows have been smashed by vandals. And it is really awful.
Yeah.
But more to the point, it's actually known as a five-steeple church, even though it's very small. There's the main steeple and then there's the five kind of parapets along on four corners. But it looks like little alders or something are kind of after wedging in between some of the block work. And it looks like some of the blocks have actually come loose and fallen down. So as a result, even though it's a new roof, now there's holes in the roof. And it was built in 1829. You know, so it is a beautiful and very old church. But if the roof was gone, unfortunately, that leads to the whole thing. You know, but we can't find the owner.
Okay.
So, in fairness, Kildare County Council have said that they would look at it, put it on the derelict sites register, and will actually pursue the owner.
Okay, so it really sounds it's up to finding out who the owner is, and then from there on, hopefully it might be added.
Correct. Now, as far as we can make out, it's a lady that's now living in Cork, but we couldn't make any contact with her.
All right.
So, fingers crossed, at least get the council now are taking it on board and making steps towards finding the owner.
Of course. Your next question, Brian, is in relation to the commencement date for the redevelopment of St. John's Convent in Rathangan. Have Kildare County Council given an update? Do we know when that commencement date is?
Yes. I can't give you the exact date, but we're hoping next month.
All right, soon enough.
It's very soon. We're due to start kind of the first quarter of this year. But we are really looking forward to it in Rathangan. There's going to be 24 units, age-friendly units, so basically people over 55. And it's split into about roughly 50-50, one bed and two bed apartments over two stories. But there's a lovely kind of mature gardens at the back, and they're being kept with the mature trees in it. There's a little rose garden. And really what I was as interested in as the start date is the finish date. So it'll be hopefully finished at the last quarter of next year.
All right, so the end of 2027.
Yeah.
Brian, your final question to the council is in relation to when the public realm is expected to begin the Rathangan public consultation process. You're saying that is now overdue. When was this supposed to originally happen?
It was the start of the year. Well, they're talking about February, March originally. So it's not that far behind, but at the same time, there's been a great movement in Rathangan. There was the Turning the Sod project, and quite a few groups were set up from it, including kind of the Natural and Built Heritage and Tidy Towns. There's people have projects in mind, and we do hope to start. I guess most of it was painted during the summer because there was a film with Emily Blunt. And it actually really raised the kind of, I suppose, the profile of Rathangan, but also within the Rathangan people. And they painted up some of the shops and the units, and they really looked great. And there was a kind of renewed pride of place. So we kind of want to go in that momentum.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to paint a lot of the houses during the summer. And there's a few other tidy towns wanted to redo the William A. Byrne kind of little garden. But nobody really wants to move until we know what the public realm is, you know, or what the council plans are. So, look, as far as I'm aware, it's almost finished. It's just short on staff. So it's imminent, but I couldn't get a date. I think the other projects are going to go ahead anyway. We're going to start moving on the one we're doing.
All right, Brian, thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor Brian O'Loughlin from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District on his questions and motions raised at that latest MD.